Eretz is about a third of the way down the Yamud, and it's right on the way to Shmos Chav Gimel in the Torah Or. Okay? They desired to see Shmuel's, they desired to visit Shmuel, who was, of course, was in Bavel. So they're actually considering going to Chutz Laaretz in order to go visit Shmuel. Armin, they said, Nelech Achar Shmias Basko. Let's follow a Basko. Now, this is a very fascinating thing. Reb Tzadok speaks about this at great length. You know, a Basko in the Bavli is generally taken to be a voice from heaven. But Reb Tzadok says a Basko is not necessarily a voice from heaven. And the truth is this Ushami is, I don't remember he brings down the Ushami, but Ushami is explicit Raya. A Basko means a voice from any source which indicates some direction for an individual. But, yes, but here, I know we had a problem, but here the cases are very obvious. We didn't have cases, we had the concept. The case, and I didn't mention the Reb Tzadok last night, but the cases here are quite obvious. Now, this is the Baal Shem Tov, the famous Baal Shem Tov, who says that it even is hirhurim, which enter into the heart of an individual, can be considered to be a form of a basko. And here are going to be, see other people making statements in the vicinity of you, can be considered by you to be a basko to you. So a basko is a message. The source may be divine, may be mundane, but it's a message which has been geared towards you. Okay?
It's a big leap from hearing a voice coming down or a voice.
Right.
Just a hearing.
Right.
Hearing someone else. So
that means Basco covers a very broad range of options. Right. And that this is towards the hearer side, although not explicitly a hearer. Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Shah Mishani Khami Apoy the Shmuel. Armin, they say, Nelchachar Shmias Basco. Let's follow the Shmia of the Basco. Arvin Kume Sidra, so they went in front of the base Medrash. Shamin, well, this is something which we have had recently a few times, but I guess we should point it out just for sake of the definitiveness. In Yerushalmi lingo, Sidra means base Medrash. There's no parallel word in the Bavli. Bavli are Bay Midrash. You have Sidra and Sidra Rabba. Sidra is small base medrash, and Sidra Rabba was the big base medrash. Okay? I guess because that's where they had their Sidorim. I don't know exactly what the etymology derivation is, but something like that. Shamun Kali the Talye. They heard the voices of young children say, to learning the psukim in Shmuel Aleph of Ushmuel Meis, that Shmuel died. The Simun. And they took this as a simon. Here, simon is used as a verb. They took it as a simon. The chen habaslei, and this is in fact what happened to Shmuel, but Shmuel was already dead, and therefore they were justified in following this basko, not going to visit Shmuel. Okay? Rabbi Yaina. Right. They heard from students that the students were learning the psukim, and they took there's a sign from Shemaim, and that's called the basko. Similarly, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yassa, Salkin Mevakru Ravacha. They wanted to go visit Ravacha Davatoshish, who was very weak. Armin Nelech Masar Shmias Basko. Let's go after the Basko to find out if he's dead or alive. Shamun Kalei the Itasa. They heard the voice of one woman, Armel Chaverta, saying to her world, to her friend, Itfe Butzina, has the candle become extinguished? Itve is extinguished, Butzina has the candle. Amra lo, so she responded, lo yistefe, velo mitfe, there was never extinguished, nor shall there be extinguished, Butzeneon di Israel, the candles of Israel. Which is, of course, a dramatic answer to a mundane question. But the simon they got from this is that Rav Acha was still alive. Okay, because his candle had not yet been extinguished. Rabbi Yechanan have a over b'shuka. Rabbi Yechanan was passing through a marketplace. Chama chad mazbin min ilain malutma. He saw a person selling malutma, which is some sort of candy, some sort of a sweet. So Omar Leis, he said, min ilain at chaye. From this you can survive. In other words, this is a parnosa. Armalei in, so he said yes. Shafki vazilis. Rabbi Yochanan left him and went on. B'sar shah avar gabei. after some time had passed, this candy vendor passed by Amar and he said, Rebbe, tzali love, daven for me. The Minai Shaita from that time on, Lozavnis Klum. I haven't been able to sell anything. In other words, you gave me 9 aura. So now you have to daven for me that I should be able to sell again. Vamar late, and he said to him, Shani Asrich, change your place. Pa'amim Shishini Hashem Goyim. Because sometimes changing your name changes your luck. Sometimes changing your place changes your luck. So if you change one of them, then your luck might change. Okay? Right. Period. End of story. We don't know if he recovered his parnasa, but that's the end of the story. Two students of Rabbi Chanina have a nafkin mikatua kis, and they're going out to chop down trees. Chamsin chata is trulukia. A certain astrologer saw them. Amrits, they said, Elaine, the astrologer said, Elaine train mi nafkun, they're going out, velo chazin, they're not coming out, not coming back. That's it, they're going to die wherever they go. Mi nafkin pogabu chatsav. As they're going out, a certain old man met these two woodcutters. Amaloni said to them, Zochun imi, bizocha, and do a mitzvah with me. In other words, you have the schus of doing a mitzvah. The easily plus in yoimin, the low cloud time is cool. The 3 days already passed and they haven't tasted anything. Vavimon, the two woodchoppers, had with them chat igua, one cake of dates. Cuts in paga, they cut off a half the oven they lay and they gave it to this old man. And he davened for them. Omer Lon, he said to them, Tiskayim lechun avshechon. May your souls be sustained. V'hodein yoma on this day, hech dekaimun tili navshi, just like you sustain my soul, v'hodein yoma on this day as well. Nafkin b'shlam, so they went out in peace, v'chazin b'shlam, and they came back in peace. In the meantime, there are individuals who had heard this astrologer's voice predicting their demise. So they said to the astrologer, didn't you say, Elaine trained me, Nafkin, and these two guys are going out and ain't coming back? He said, Idaacha. So the astrologer said, Idaacha, if that's the case, Gavrashkar. I'm a liar. The astrologian did the shocking because my astrology lies to me. But nevertheless, Hafilu came. He said to them, nevertheless, Azlinu Pashpashun, go out and check it out. Go out and frisk them, actually. Vashkechun Chanichos, and they found a snake. Pauga Bahada Muvla. One in this guy, half of it in this guy's load, Upaga Bahada Mula, and the other half in the other guy's load. Amru, so they said, Mativu Abit Chon Yomadein. What good thing did you do today that you were able to be saved from the snake? Betani Leuvda, they told over the story. Amar, so the astrologer said, Umau Uukava Yochlovi, what can this person, meaning myself, cook? What can I do? The alone the Udoy, the God of the Jews, Mispayes, he's appeased, but Pauge Eagle with half a cake of dates.
Which is what the
moral story is. It does. Wait, me, why bring the pasuk? Yeah, Yerushalmi, we don't. Yeah.
And also,
we're not married, that would be too much arichos for the Yerushalmi to bring that a pasuk.
And also
yeah.
It shows you
that eight miles right, sure. It shows you all these lessons, right. The Ushami doesn't bother, you know. The Ushami is not going to bring that kind of stuff down. Says Gemara, Rabbi Chuga Mishtoi, Hadein Uvda. Interesting language. Rabbi Chuga is told over the following story. I don't remember ever seeing that in the Bavli. You know, somebody told over a story. There was a certain Gagir, a convert, who was an astrologer. Chazman asa boy nab maifik. Once he wanted to go out and do something. Armas, he looked into his astrological charts and he said, Kadu nafkin. Now we should go out. It's a bad time to go out. Chazar Amar. Then he recanted and he said, "Kumis Dabkis Ba'ada Umsa Kadisha." Is there any other reason why that I joined this holy nation? Lo lemifresh min ilay milay, was it not to separate myself from these things? In other words, the whole point of my gerus is that I shouldn't be subject to astrology, that I shouldn't pay attention to astrology, right? Nefuk al shmei debrayon, let me go out in the name of my creator. Karev lemichsach, so he came close to being eaten by a lion. He gave the lion a donkey, and the lion ate the donkey. Man garmle diapel, who caused him to come into danger? Right? Why do you have to face the lion at all? Begin the hero, because he had a thought to follow his astrology. In other words, the fact that there was a havmin that the lion would kill him was because he had a havmin to follow the astrology. Otherwise, he would have not had to be afraid at all. Okay? So, man garem leidishtazif, who on the other hand caused him to be saved, begin this rachetz habiria, because he relied on his creator. Amar lo, he said, kol ha-menachesh, not sure who said it to him. I think the best thing would be to take out the word low, but it's not germane. So he said, kol ha-menachesh sofo lavolav. We see from this that everything, anybody who engages in this kind of sorcery of second guessing, you know, whether it's good or bad to go out, eventually it happens to him himself. My time, what Russia teaches us this?
Excuse me?
Kilona Chashbi Yaakov. It's, of course, it's written Lo Lamed Aleph, which means no, there is no kind of sorcery or divination among the Jews. However, we can read it also Kilo with a Vav, Nachash, that a person does Nachash, does divination, trying to divine what's going to happen, then it happens to him. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Okay? Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zira said, "Kol mi she'eino menachesh, anybody doesn't engage in this kind of divination, mechitzaso lifanim kemalachi ha'shares. His section in the world to come is even closer in towards God than that of the angels. My time of what pasuk is there, which teaches us this? Ka'esi Armel Yaakov Yisrael ma po'al kel. At that time, it will be said to the Jews, what who will say to Malachim will say to the Jews, what are God's activities? Meaning that the Jews will be in closer proximity to Hashem than the Malachim. So Malachim, when they want to know what God's activities are, they have to turn to the Jews who are sitting in closer proximity to let them know. Okay? Amar Echina Breda Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Echina Sarevo said, it was very strange, Gemara. Not strange, sad. Amar Echina Breda Rabbi Avo, Kibachatzi Yomisha Oilam Hoya Osa Rasha. Oimed. At that Rasha, Bilam was standing halfway through the world, span of the world. How do we know that? It says, Ka'es, as the time that has passed, when that time elapses again in the future, Yom El Yaakov Yisrael Ma'apal Kel, then it'll be told at the end of time to the Jews and to Israel what God has wrought. So he was standing in the year.
Where's my pen? I learned a lesson. I keep my expensive pens in my pocket now. For 2 days last week, I thought I lost my pen, my good pen. So then after 2 days, somebody came in my car with me, and he said, "Oh, is this your pen?" It was stuck to the seatbelt strap. And I looked high and low and called all the places where I had been. So that's why I started keeping it inside this pocket.
Anyway, so he said the Bilam was making the statement in the year 2486 by the
Jewish count. So the world is supposed to come to the end, to an end, 2,486 years later, which would be in the year 4872, which is about 800 years ago, slightly less, right? Which is around when? 1,200 or so, right? So how do we know that for the puzzle? Because it says, Ka'eth, when another time like this has passed, Yarmel Yaakov Yisrael Ma'po Al Kel, to be said to the Jews, what happened? What?
Shortly thereafter, following the first crusade.
I'll tell you exactly. 4872. What year are you in now? 578. 5758, right? So, 6. Eight 886 years ago. We're now in 1998. 886. That's the year 1112. Slightly after the first crusade. What? 1098 was the first crusade. When did Rashi die? So we have certain
shortly after. Before the first crusades, because Rabbeinu Tam was tortured.
Wasn't Rashi born in 1065? I think he was born in 1065. 1100s, I think so. I know he died at the age of 65, and I think he was born in 1065, which would mean he died in 1130, right. So maybe it's referring to Rashi. In other words, the time of Rashi, they would come along and they would understand Chumash and Shas, you know. Of course, they had no way of knowing about art school, but they knew about Rashi. Okay. So, in any event, I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, "Asida bas kol yosmeh fotzetz es bolei tzadikim." Eventually, there will be a voice which will come and explode in the tents of the tzadikim. Ramirez will say, "Kol mishapolim kel." Anybody who acted on behalf of God, if I came to learn Yerushalmi, Yavol itos chor will come and get his reward. Eventually, the area where the tzaddikim is will be lifnimi mechitzasin shemalach hashem, will be closer into God, as we mentioned before, than the area where the malachim are. Malachi asharis shalim asol. The malachim asked them v'oyim lohem, and the Jews tell the malachim ma'po akel what Hakadosh Baruch Hu has wrought. Ma'or lohem Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Well, Ma'apokel is the translation. Translation, Ma'apokel is Ma'or Elohim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim asked the Jews, what did Hashem instruct you to do? Amar Lei Bar Chiusa said, V'lo Kfar Osa Kein Bolam Hazeh. Didn't God already do this in this world? Although, you see, that's what it's that which it says, Ona Nebuchadnezzar V'Omar. Nebuchadnezzar got up and said, Ho'ano Chazrei Guvrin. I see people, Arba, 4, Sharyon Umaalchim Begoy Nura, free, walking within the fire. Who are the 4 people? Yeah, but that's not the 4th here. No, the 4th one was the Malach. Malach Gavriel, Chazal say. So Hanani Mishol Azari and a Malach came. Okay? Now the 4th one was behind them. It says the 4th one looked like a Bar Elohim. That's what the Nebuchadnezzar says. So he was behind the other 3, right? There's no affliction among them, no damage among them. Now often a tangent a little bit. It wasn't mean there no affliction among them. They were eunuchs, and then they were healed. It was part of the miracle.
Anyway, then the Nebuchadnezzar went on and said, "Revia di kadmes," that the revia, the revia, the visage of the fourth one was like a baraloi. So the revia di kadmes and ksiv kan doesn't say the visage of the first one, el revia di revia, right? The visage of the fourth one. Hey, Chanai Mishael Azariah Mechadshuv Mavsur tapped down the fire in front of the Malach. So we see here, even in this world, that there was a case where human beings took precedence over Malachim. Now, the fourth one it says is Dami Lebar Elohim, similar to a God, to the Son of God. Amar Ruvain, it should be Rabbi Ruvain. Boso Shah Yagad Malach Vesasar Lahi Rushir Alpim. At that time, a Malach came down and slapped that Rasha, Nebuchadnezzar, on his mouth. Amalei, so he said, Takim Milach. The Malach said to Nebuchadnezzar, fix that which you said, fix your words. Ubari Slay, does Hashem have a son? Right? So it says, Chazar Umar. So therefore, Nebuchadnezzar changes what he said. It says, Brich Elo Ahon, blessed your God, the Shadoch Meshach. He who sent his Malachim, Vav and the go and made a salvation. The Shlach Berei Leis Ksiv Kan doesn't say he sent his son, Ela the Shlach Malachi, rather he sent his angel, V'sheziv Lavdui Dizrach Tzua Lovei, and saved his servants who relied upon him. So, you know, the Yekis, they don't say Brich Shmei. Brich Shmei, you know, and, no. Yeah. In general, Yekas don't do anything Kabbalistic. They're very anti-Kabbalistic. And that comes from the Zohar. But one of the reasons why they don't do it is because it says in Brit Shmei, V'lo bar loin samichla. Right? And that seems it's a very controversial line because, you know, God don't have no sons. So therefore, they just eliminated it. So I assume based on this Gemara. Yeah.
That line there is my right that definitely not your acceptable Yerushalmi.
Yeah, but I think what you're about to say is contradicted by our Yerushalmi.
No. I'm saying that the Zohar is written by Rav Moshe Cordovero in the
Moshe
De
Leon.
Moshe
De Leon.
De Leon?
Yeah.
Moshe De Leon during the Middle Ages. Early Middle Ages.
Yeah. I knew you were about to say that, so I told you that your theory is shot from this Yerushalmi.
But there's still the first part of it. It says, law of Yerushalmi.
Yeah. Because he's saying that line of law of our line Samichna is to preclude the Christian position, and it would not have been written by a Tana. Yet here we see Bar Eloin is already a phrase which appears in Navi,
yes.
Right? So there, and here the Yerushalmi understood that phrase was objectionable already at the time of the Navi. So therefore, it's entirely possible that the Zohar was written contemporaneously, if not with the Tanoim, at least with the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi already was already in their problem.
But there's a little other point. It's the words before. First off, the juxtaposition of these two phrases, law alonah shrachitzna.
Yeah.
This makes sense in medieval Spain. What I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Is here you are in medieval
just
Spain.
Just wait before you go on. Just concede to me one point.
Yes.
That you were not aware of this Yerushalmi when you formulated your theory.
No, I was not aware of this Yerushalmi, okay, but fine. I was aware of the Daniel using the term Bar Eloyin, meaning. As like an angel or something like that, or something that was not the Son of God. That I was aware of already. So not this Yerushalmi. So it just adds another riot to that. If you want to take that position, this, the juxtaposition. Low. It says it seems to be rejecting the two common other religions. It says law bar alon shrachitzna. I don't pray to man. Law
ena shrachitzna. You mean it's Mohammed.
The
law
of Allah.
No, not don't pray. Don't rely on me. Rachitza means to rely. Be tough. Law ena shrachitzna v'law bar loin samichna. Rachitza means to be tough.
Okay. All right. That's fine. So I don't. rely on a man, meaning Muhammad, Elohim, and to the Son of God, Samichna, which is why. But that's the point. You add on the it's not just the point. It's the other phrase. The juxtaposition of the two seems rather unusual to me.
It's a riot against you. Because even according to those who hold that Reb Moshe de Leon did write the Zohar, everybody knows that he wanted to forge it to make it seem as if it was written earlier. So it's very unlikely that he would make such a stupid error and put in that line, which indicates clearly l'shitascha that the Zohar was written after the year 700 of the Common Era.
I take it as that this is true that it was tried to appear at an earlier thing.
Yeah.
But still, we're faced with the issue of these other religions seeming to dominate over Judaism at that time, and you still have a plug against them. Yeah, so forget them.
All right. Could be. Anyway. So,
I have an interesting comment about the Boskol hearing over hearing the Torah. The Medrash about Mordechai.
Right, it's a Gemara, Megillah. The Sokli Psukar, he went by the Psukim. Yeah, we do find a similar concept in the Bible, but in the Bible it's not called Basco. Yeah, well, maybe when they got to Megillah, they used it there. Okay, I don't think I finished the Perek. So, Ella, the Shlach Bre Leitz Ksivkat, El Dishlach Malachi, says that he sent his malach with Shezib Lavdoi and saved the servants, the Yisrachitzu, that same word is Rachitzu, the Yisrachitzu Eloi relied upon him, Rabbi Tochan in him. Okay? Hachloch Mameisha, Klaugor, Perak, which makes me shorter. Masnissen, Klaugor al Omer Shabbos. He said that you have a great principle in Shabbos, called Shulchech Iker Shabbos. Anybody forgets the primary concept of Shabbos. Vasa Malachas Harbe B'Shabbos Harbein does many Malachas and many Shabbosos Eino Chayev Elachas. Can only be Chayev in one carbon, because what was it Shoygeg in? We forgot about Shabbos. Vayodei Iker Shabbos, so he knows that there's a concept of Shabbos. Vasa Malachas Harbe B'Shabbos Harbein, he does many Malachas and many different Shabbosos. Chayev HaKol Shabbos B'Shabbos, Chayev each and every Shabbos, not one. One for each Shabbos, because obviously there were enough days in between the Shabbos to realize that he shouldn't be working the following Shabbos. So he knows the Shabbos and does many malachos. The Shabbos is harbe, and many different Shabbosos. Chayav akol malacha malachi. It's chayav for every malachi does. Posa malachos harbe, may malacha achos, and he does many malachos, which are all similar to one malacha. In other words, they're all to a lot of the same math. Eino chayiv el chatos achos, only chayiv one chatos. Okay? Ma klau gadol. Why is Shabbos called a klau gadol? Am Rabbi Yisrael Boon came to gadol mi klau shvius. Because it's greater than the klau which is stated by Shemitah. What does it say by Shemitah? Shabbos, well, by Shemitah also says klau gadol. We're going to ask why it says klau gadol then by Shemitah in a minute. But why is Shabbos an overriding klau? Because Shabbos chal al kol. Shabbos applies both to that which grows and that which is severed, right? There are all sorts of halachos of Shabbos pertain to every nook and cranny of existence, right? Shvita only has to do with that which the land is worth. And yet on the other hand we see cloud got a lumber of Shvitas. Says that by Shvius the cloud word cloud got a word. If our working assumption is that cloud got only appears where this cloud is greater than some other relative cloud, or some greater relatively than some other cloud. So where what is Shvius greater than? So it says what I'll answer you. Shvius applies both to human food and to animal fodder. Meiser is lower. That mice only applies to food which is suitable for human consumption. Okay. Tari Bar Kappora, yet Bar Kappora said, we learned, Kaugur Lomer of a Meisters. Says we're a cloud gadol by Meister as well. Mild cloud gadol. Why is that called cloud gadol? What's it greater than? So I'm Rabbi Yossi Berabu and Shu Gadol Mikloud Peyo. It's bigger than Peyo. Meister is Chali Ben Al Dovich Machlis Lukim. Meister is incumbent both on something which you warehouse, right, that you stockpile. Ben Al Dovich Ein Kerch Machlis Lukim. And even something which you don't stockpile. Peyo, on the other hand, Ein Chala El Al Dovich Machlis Lukim. It only takes effect on something which you stockpile. Okay, it only chiyah pay on grain, not on fruit, or not something which doesn't stockpile. So says the Gemara, this the boy Meimar. Some wanted to say, Ma'u gadol mikan sheish lamato imenu. That which it says gadol is where there's something below. Now something below, I forgot what that means. Yeah, either means that without what you learned before, the Korbanator says, that has a cloud which is lower than it in the totem pole, right? These are all gadol, not at the same level of gadol, but they're all greater than the lower level. So Korbanator brings another pshat that it means that it has tolados, right? You're only chayev on something... You only use the word cloud gado when there's something below, meaning that there are offices in Talados. If there aren't offices in Talados, you don't use the word cloud gado. Okay? Has to be a Talada besides the offices. I don't know why that makes it gadol. I guess because it makes it more encompassing.
By what?
Maybe the Rabbanan. Maybe they're abundant, I don't know.
By Meister's, what's the Tolados? Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
Okay. Honestly, we learn Kol Shulchan Iker Shabbos. Anybody forgets that there's a concept. Baruch Haba. No opera tonight, was there? No Ulpan either, right?
What?
No Ulpan either.
No, wait, so.
Okay. All right. Tied of Ace Rebbe. You know, Mr. Zuga, we're up to the Paraclout Gadol. And we're talking about the concept, getting back to the concept of how many chatos you bring on Shabbos for various different... One back here. We're still taking. Talk about on Shabbos, how many chatos you chai for various different aspects of forgetfulness. You remember the concept of helem, helem achas, many helemos? That'll explain it to me. Okay, and then there's, excuse me, Hele Machas means
that you do it all in one.
Oh, one
forgetfulness.
Right. Lamos Harbi means in several periods of forgetfulness. Okay, so now. Okay, say it's weird.
You remember and you forget, right?
Okay. So it says when Anatina, we learned.
You showing the place?
Let's see if we get.
Not that far. Okay, other thing, we learned that Mishnah Kosher and Iker Shabbos. Anybody forgot the entirety of Shabbos, it brings one korban, right? Now that sounds like he knew it, but he forgot it. Okay, he knew there was a Shabbos, and he forgot that there was a Shabbos, right? So, says the Gemara, Tani, the base Rebbe, kosher any day Iker Shabbos. No, it's talking, in the house Rebbe, they said it was talking about a case where the guy never heard about Shabbos. He grew up in complete Amoretz and never heard about Shabbos all to begin with. Okay? Rebbe Lezer Kamas Nisan. Rebbe Lezer, like our Mishnah, that he knew and forgot. Rabbi Yochanan caught at the Tani base Rebbe, like we learned in the house of Rebbe, that he never knew altogether. Says Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, Roy Mel Kosher Iker Shabbos. Wait a minute, didn't Rabbi Eliezer say anybody forgets Shabbos? Hoim Eino Yodea Kol Iker Potter, which sounds like that the only time of being a korban is if you forget. But if you never knew, you're exempt. Because what's the definition of Shoyge that you bring a korban? You for God. But if you never knew, so you attack your potter altogether from any korban, because it's not shoge. It's omer mutter, right? You think it's mutter. It's anus, because you didn't know any better. You're compelled. But the bottom line is, you can't be chayav on shoge unless you forgot, right? Says Zemar, min ma de rav tani mas nisim. Since Rav said over our Mishnah, upotar lo, and he explained, ezu sheinu deikar Shabbos, who's a person who doesn't know Shabbos, katan shenishba ben ha'akum, a katan who's taken captive among the goyim, ador amaroa, hi ador, this teaches us that they're both the same thing. In other words, do not think to make the artificial distinction. There is no distinction between somebody who never knew Shabbos or somebody who knew Shabbos. It's all the same thing. And a chanami, it's still called shoge, even though you never had definitive awareness of Shabbos. The fact that you did not aware of Shabbos at all is tantamount to shoge. So that's what we're saying is, Oimer Mutar is shoge. Okay? Makes a difference whether you knew it one time and forgot, or whether you never knew. It's the same thing, because somebody who thinks it's mutter is as if he's a shogi and never brings a korban. Now, it's interesting. The Ritbaz, I didn't really truly realize the Ritbaz import until I just said over. The Ritbaz says the exact opposite. Ritbaz says everybody agrees that you have to know, in order to be chayav even one korban, you have to know about Shabbos and then forget it. An omer mutter is not shogi. It's not as if he did it unintentionally, which means to chayav a korban. Omer mutter is onus. He's exempt. We don't pass him that way. But he says, it says here, that he adah. It's another between a katan who forgot about Shabbos and somebody who knew about Shabbos as an adult and then forgot it, which seems to indicate that you have to have some prior knowledge. So he says no. It seems to indicate you don't need any prior knowledge because katan doesn't know. So he says no. He says there's a difference between a tinok and a katan. I never ever saw anybody say this. Generally, whenever we use the word tinok in Shas, it's interchangeable with kotan. He says here it's not. He says when Rabbi Yochanan says it's talking about kotan shenishba ben akum, it means he was taken captive when? After he became aware of Shabbos. He's a kotan shenishba ben akum. He was taken as a minor, but he already had enough time to hear of Shabbos. So the way the Ritbaz went to the conclusion of the Gemara, when it says hi adah, they're both the same. What it means is they're both the same, and we require you to have some awareness of Shabbos in order to be chayav even one korban. The conventional way of learning the Gemara is that katan is not somebody who ever had awareness, but rather any young child. And therefore, the hi adah means even if you were never aware of Shabbos, you're still chayav on transgressing Shabbos, one carbon at the very least. Okay?
Nowadays we use the expression tinok shenishba, not katan shenishba.
That's right.
So tinok is different than a katan, according to the distinction you just made.
That's right.
It's a baby.
According to Ritbaz. But nobody ever said like Ritbaz. So it's interesting. The Chasam, the Tarosim Shorishonim in the back says that the Bavli argues on our Gemara and holds that everybody requires Hikir B'Sof Shachach. That you knew about Shabbos and you forgot it. Kind of like my relationship with Periklal Gadol. I once knew it and then forgot it. But like the Ritvaz, who says that Yushami also means that it has to be a Katan and not a Tinok, so that makes the Bavli and the Yushami mesh together. They both have the same opinion. That's only where Hikir was so Shachach. Okay. Okay. Right. Because you have a guy who Ger who doesn't know about Shabbos. That's right. Okay. So it says Gemara, Ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan Kol Sheinei Deikar Shabbos. Wait a minute, didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that you forgot that it's talking about even a person who never knew about Shabbos altogether? So it sounds like only if you didn't know. One second. Oh, I forgot. I made the same mistake before. Very important korbanader here. Ha, the word ha here, see the word ha amar? The korbanader says this ha is not a continuation of the previous sugya, it's a clean break of the previous sugya. The word ha, he says here, means it's like gufa. Now we're going back and analyzing. The sugya was over. Now let's go back and discuss it. Let's like gufa, amar Rabbi Yochanan. Let's go back to that which Rabbi Yochanan said. Somebody who didn't know that there was ever any Shabbos. It sounds like somebody who never knew about Shabbos, he's exempt. Okay?
One second. We say that you split it by money-wise. You sell it,
and
split the money.
No, I got it wrong again, because I didn't carbonate it. Sorry. Again. Gufo, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. You reading actually is Gufo. Kol Sheni Yodei Iker Shabbos. Now, that means, it sounds like, who only brings one carbon? Some of you never knew about Shabbos. What about some of you knew about Shabbos and forgot about Shabbos? Shachar Chayev. How could this be? So says Mar, don't worry. Mimad the Mar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Avo. The same Rabbi Yosi, that which Mar Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Avo, say name Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina. Called the Ilusak Rabbi Lezer. All this is like Rabbi Lezer. But Rab Karbana ain't Chayev el Achas. But like Rabban, he's only Chayev one. Hadam Rahi Adah Hi Adah. It makes no difference. In other words, that which you would, the inference which you wanted to draw, that if he knows Shabbos and forgot it, then he's chayv each every Shabbos. That may be true according to Rabbi Lezer, but according to Chachamim, it's not true. Okay, according to Chachamim, there's no difference. According to Chachamim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no difference if you forgot Shabbos or if you never knew about Shabbos. You still only chayv one korban, and that's it. Okay, that one korban is your chayv. You're not chayv anymore, any less. There's no change. Okay. Says the Gemara, "Bon kumi to Rabbi Yasa." The asking for Rabbi Yasa, "Atmash mas min avuch min Rabbi Yasi." What did you hear from your father named Rabbi Yasi? Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says he heard that his father said like Rabbi Yochanan. Amul and Rabbi Chizkiya. So Rabbi Chizkiya told them, "Lo amar kein." It's not true. The father, he didn't say like that. Rabbi Yossi didn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan. El Rabbi Simon bar Zavda, rather, Rabbi Simon bar Zavda have a Pashtun braid Rabbi Yossi. They were learning together a sugya, Rabbi Simon bar Zavda and the son of Rabbi Yossi. The Shushama minako hodded Rabbi Lezer. And he heard that Rabbi Yossi hoods like Rabbi Lezer. Now what does it mean like Rabbi Lezer? That your chayev on each and every, if you for new Shabbos and forgot it, that you chayev in each and every Shabbos you forgot. Not just one carbon, you chayev a carbon each and every one. Says the Gemara, matli matlaya. Now, matli matlaya is a funny language. Some say the carbon A says it means like the matter is inclined. Matal, a tal is like a shadow or something which is inclined to a certain direction. So the way to be a carbon A is shmamin akadah Rabbi Lezer matali milaya. That it goes like Rabbi Lezer, the matter is inclined. That means that Rabbi Yasa's father held like Rabbi Elazar, which means that if you forgot about Shabbos, then you're chayv and each and every Shabbos you transgress thereafter. Okay? That's one way of learning this Gemara. Another way of learning this Gemara is the Pnei Moshes. And the Pnei Moshes learns Matali Matla Milayas like Minayin. From where do I learn out the following? Let's go ahead to the next Gemara. What does it say? It says, V'asa achas mehena. Well, from where did I learn out the various different chiyuvim are mentioned, to be more precise? It says, V'asa achas, V'asa hena. So the drudge we have in the Bible as well. It says, if you do one, or you do multiple. V'asa mehena, then there's an extra mem on mehena, V'asa ach, which also we dashin. How do we dashin? V'asa achas, you do one, l'chai v'kla'achas v'achas, means you chai v'ish everything you do. Wrong. Heino l'chay v'kula v'achas. Heino means sometimes you chay one for all the things you did wrong, not for each individual thing. May heino, the extra man teaches l'chay v'toladus, you chay also if you do toladus. Now, Onemar says more, wait a minute. This verse of v'achas meino, it's written in the Torah by Avodah Zarah. It's not written by Shabbos. You say, v'achas meino teaches me three things. It teaches me that sometimes you chayv one chatos, sometimes you chayv multiple chatos, and you chayv a tolodos like ovos. That means you're learning that this is going clearly by Shabbos. Who says? The pasuk itself is written by Avodah Zarah, and maybe it was intended to speak about Avodah Zarah, nothing else. Right? Says the Gemara. Oh, Neymar Ba'akum HaKosu B'davar. Maybe it's about Avodah Zarah. Tani Rabbi Zachya Kumi Rabbi Yechna. So Rabbi Zachya said for Rabbi Yechna, I tell you, Zibeach v'kiter v'nisach. A person comes to Avodah Zarah, he sacrifices, slaughters an animal for it, he puts the animal on an altar, and then he libates the blood. Be'ele machas, in one period of forgetfulness, chayev akol achas v'achas, he's chayev in each and every one of them. It's not just one blanket prohibition of Oyvid Avodah Zarah. He gets a chiyah for each and every one. No matter what. He gets flogged or stoned or whatever he gets each and every one. Korban for every Jew. Normally, Rabbi Yechon said, Bavlaya, Babylonian one, Avarta v'yotcha tlasa narin v'zbarta. You took in your hand three rivers and you now you were disproved. This is a very funny thing he said here. Rabbi Adam says the three rivers. The three rivers and passes over to get from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Don't ask me what they are. I assume they're the Tigris, Euphrates, and Jordan. But you came so far to learn Torah, and you still came out an idiot. He didn't use the word idiot. This is my editorial comment. That's what the word Bavlai is a code word for. But the other interpretation here, the other interpretations, and I would like to propose the following thing. He says, you took in your hand three rivers. What are the three rivers you took in your hand? Right. Zibeach, sacrificing, kiter, not sacrificing, slaughtering, sacrificing, and putting a tav in his bech. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you took in these three hands, and you're incorrect. You only chayv one. Now, Lamais, it's ironic. We possibly look Rabbi Zachya. We possibly chayv three. I looked it up in the Rambam. But Rabbi Yochanan said, you took in on three rivers. You thought they were three separate streams, so to speak. And you were wrong. You chayv only one on all of them. Now, it says, where before that conversation took place between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Zachya, let's analyze what was before the conversation. Adlo Yak Birano. Biyode, until he broke it in his hands, Yesh kan achas, ain't kan heino. there would be only achas and not heno. How is that? Because achas means you chayav one. Heno means you chayav multiple, right? So ad lo yat birena, before Rabbi Zachya broke it, so to speak, he made three rivers out of it. So what would I have said we're talking about? What would I have said that halacha is? It's just me like Rabbi Yochanan, right? Only one. That would use the word achas in the pasuk, but not the word hena, because hena means you chayav multiple. Now, after he broke it, after Rabbi Zachya broke it apart, I mean the tavri biyade yeshkan hena. Then hena you got the chayav yichervion, but ain't kan achas. The problem: this pasuk can't be told by Avodah Zarah, because mimana shor, it's not going to work. Like Rabbi Zachya, you got three separate chiyuvim, but not one chiyuv. And like Rabbi Yochanan, you have one chiyuv, but not three separate chiyuvim. So the pasuk we're trying to move can't be talking about Avodah Zarah. That's the point we're trying to make. By the way, this is all me speaking. I didn't see this anywhere. This is the Mashbiach took a rest for Klal Gadol. Let's go back to that fantastic. Truth is, I could have looked at the Stifler or the Lieberman, but I'm preparing the yeshiva, and the yeshiva doesn't have this far. So says the Gemara. So what the Gemara is trying to say, though, clearly, and to my mind, is you just asked me, how do I know that the pasuk of Achas Mehena, which teaches us that sometimes you have one chatas for many melachos, sometimes you have multiple chatos for many melachos, and you have an oves and talados, how do you know that pasuk is speaking about Shabbos? It's written in a parsha which concerns Avodah Zarah. The Gemara's answer can't be talking about Avodah Zarah, right? Because Avodah Zarah can't be both Achas and Hena. It's either or, it's not both. Like Rabbi Yochanan, it's Achas, and like Rabbi Zachya, it's Hena. It's not both. Says the Gemara, no. That's not a good proof. You know why? Because Vehechon Bakum. Now the Korban 8 explains the next part very beautifully. Says Vehechon Bakum. You're asking me how I can set it up by Toy Ben Avodah Zarah? I can. I'll show you. It'll work. I can make Achas Mehena work by Avodah Zarah. How so? Vehechon means Hech. How can I set up by Avodah Zarah? I'll show you. By dividing Avodah Zarah into three separate categories. Avodah Zarah means what you do for that Avodah Zarah, custom Avodah. Like what you do for Baal Peor? For Baal Peor you defecate, right? Right. That's Avodah Zarah. That's its personal service, custom tailored for it, right? Then there's Avodah Kavuah. Avodah Kavuah means when you do what we do in the Beis HaMikdash to the Avodah Zarah, such as, you know, Ketores, right? That's the second category. Then there's a third category, Bishlach Avoya, bowing down. If you assume that there are those three categories, I can apply Achas and Hena to Avodah Zarah as well. Very well. How so? Ba'avodaso l'chayev akol achas v'achas. When it comes to its own avodah, so then you chayev on each one separately. In other words, whatever you do for that avodah zor, which comes under its own avodah, for that you chayev on each one separately. Each one has its own distinct parameters, and you chayev in each one separately. That's mehena. Okay? That's mehena. Bavodas kavoa, if you're looking at it from the perspective of things which you do to Hashem, and you apply it to this Avodah Zarah, l'chayev akulin achas. There, it's all achas. No matter how many avodos which you do to it, which are similar to what we do in the Beis HaMikdash, it's all one prohibition of doing to Avodah Zarah what you do to Hashem. So if you do its own avodos, that's heino. Because if it has multiple avodos, and you do each one of them, for each one you're chayav a separate korban. But the moment you do two avodos, are one of the four things, right? What is it? Shechita, halacha, shechita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika, which you do inside. If you do that to the avodos, or any combination of that, you're only going to be chayav one. Because the prohibition is taking that which was done to God and doing it to Avodah Zarah. So I have now Achas and Hena. Now I need to darshan the Meh Hena, the Mem, right? Because that's what I was darshaning before. I learned Achas is going on where you forget Shabbos, Heino is where you forget Melachos, and Meheino teaches you Avos and Tolados, right? So now I've managed to get Achas to work by Avodah Zorah. When you're doing its own thing, I'm sorry, Meheino to work by Avodah Zorah, where you're doing its own thing to it, so on each and every of its own things you do to it, you chayev a separate Chatos. Achas I got to apply to it, because I said Achas, you chayev when you do any combination of the avodas done to Hashem, to the avodah zara, you chayev one. Now I have to get to the mehena. How do I get to mehena? Very simple, says the Gemara. Mehena bishtach avoya lechayev amikzasa. If I bow down, so what's the classic bowing down? Through prostration, right? So what's mehena? Even partial prostration, bowing, then nodding one's head, or whatever the case may be. So I got all three. So now the kasha comes back. How do I know the pasuk of Achas Mehena is going on Shabbos? I just managed to get it to work out by Avodah Zorah very nicely, right? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Bun Bar Chia B'Shem Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchok said, you know what? For the words Achas Mehena themselves, I can't prove anything. You're right. Touche. But it says something else in the parsha, which I'll get you on, which proves that the parsha is talking about Shabbos. What is that? Because it says, if the Kohen Gadol sins for the guilt of the nation, and he brings a par, a bull, mitzvah shamashiach mevi le par. So this parsha is talking about an area, a mitzvah, where the Mashiach brings, where the Kohen Mashiach, where the anointed Kohen, the Kohen Gadol, brings a par, brings a bull. Yotze Akum, this precludes Avodah Zorah. She'enu mevi oleh par el asir bilvat. By Avodah Zorah, a Kohen Gadol doesn't bring a bull, he brings a female goat. I forget where that's derived from. But that's let's take this axiomatic for the moment. So if that's the case, it can't be that this parsha is talking about Avodah Zorah, because it says it's talking about a case where the Kohen Gadol brings a bull. And we know if the Kohen Gadol sins in Avodah Zorah, he brings a female goat. So I'm going to talk about Shabbos, where the Kohen Gadol brings a, if he did it unintentionally, he brings a female bull. He brings a bull. Okay? Heitivu, so says, man, that's not a good riot. I ask you like they ask like this, Arei Chalavi V'Arayas. Maybe it's talking about where the Kohen ate Kohen Gadol ate Treif, Chalav. Or maybe it's talking about where he had relations with a woman who was forbidden to him, right? Arei Mashiach maybe Alein Par. In that case, the Kohen Mashiach does bring a bull. So it says, Mar Lo Asina Misnei Ela Dvarim Sheish Lam Tolodos. That's not going to work. Because in order to get the Achas Mehena to work, I need to have something which has Tolodos. Chalavim Ein Lam Tolodos. There's no Tolod of Chalav. Either it's Chalav or it's not. What's the Tolod of Chalav? So it says, Mar, fine. So it won't be Chalavim. But let it be Arias. I got a Tolod by Arias. What's the Tolod by Arias? What's the Mehena by Arias? Says more, Arayis also better than Ma'ara Kegoymer. What's the act of Arayis? A full bia. What's a partial of bia? Where he does Harah, right? Just where he touches with his Aver, he touches the woman's Mako. So that would be a Talata. So I can make Ovos and Talados even if I have the Pasuk deal with Arayis. So let's say it's about rice, which fits the criterion of a bull for the Kohen Gadol, and also fits the criterion of being a situation in which there's tolados, right? Says the Gemara, you know what? You're right. I concede defeat. I have to find another pasuk. How do I know that I have to find another pasuk which teaches us that you can bring multiple korbanos? Now, what's the pasuk which brings multiple korbanos? Says the Gemara, Chevraya Omrin, Shabbos Hu Hashem. It says Shabbos is to God. L'chayev akol Shabbos v'Shabbos. It means that each and every Shabbos, your chayev a separate korban. Until now, learning each and every Shabbos chayev a separate korban. Now this is going. I have to remind you. This is going according to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds that somebody who knew Shabbos and forgot it is chayev each and every Shabbos. We paskin, he only is chayev one. I don't know if we possibly, that's Rabbi Yochanan said. It's only Chayev 1. The Lord is the Chayev each every Shabbos. We want to learn out from Achas Mehena, right? Hena means Yechayvi Shevi Shabbos. We knocked that out of the box because we said Achas Meina might well be talking about Chalothim. Well, Chalif might not be talking about Shabbos. So we need to prove from somewhere else. So the proof is from here. It says Shabbos Hu Hashem, L'chayev Kol Shabbos is Shabbos. The who, I guess, teaches us that each and every Shabbos can be distinct. Rabbi Yehuda said, Ksivit says, Kol Ose Bo Melocha, you must. Anybody who does melocha, it dies. Lo sebo v'chabero. Means each day is distinct. Each Shabbos is distinct. You can't join one Shabbos to another Shabbos. That means that each Shabbos has its own set of korbanos. You say Shabbos is don't join together. So it means each Shabbos is distinct in terms of its korban. Chokos. Do they divide a melocha in half? Or if they did half a melacha on one Shabbos, another melacha on the next Shabbos. Or the way the Korban Eder brings down the case, Shabbos came after Yom Kippur, or vice versa. The half a melacha on Shabbos and half a melacha on Yom Kippur. Does it divide it up? So it says, Umar, I'm Rabbi Yossi Rabun, Kishem She'em Mitztarfos, just like they don't join together, Kach En Chokos, so too they don't separate. What does that mean? Why they don't join together? Why don't they join together? Because each Shabbos has a distinct quality, right? Fine, granted. So now, let's say you did a melacha on half a Shabbos and another melacha. That was vis-a-vis the issue of I did melacha, full melacha this Shabbos, full melacha next Shabbos. So in the middle, I say, oh, since there was a bad difference, the six between the two, according to Rabbi Lezer, I bring a korban for each Shabbos. Ain't Shabbos is mitzvah. Not like Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan had said, if I forget multiple Shabbos, I bring only one korban. But it says, no, they're not mitzvah. For each one, I bring its own korban. Now, what if I did, however, half a melacha on this Shabbos and half a melacha on the next Shabbos? So then, says the Gemara, you know what? This is based on the Pnei Moshe. Pnei Moshe says, you know what? In that case, ain't cholkos. And I have to bring one korban. Why is that? Because Rabbi, the truth is, although the Yerushalmi doesn't discuss it outright, we know from the Bavli what the logic of the Seder Chayv in each Rebbe Shabbos. Because it's not possible that he would have gone through an entire week and not known what day of the week it was, right? Huh, that's true. Good point. So it means he would have had a Yediyah in the middle. But we know, Ein Yediyah L'chatzi Shir. Remember that principle? It means if you find out the middle of a melacha, that the melacha is awesome, but then you forget and you continue the melacha again, so you still the two parts are mitzvahs, right? A yediyah is not mechalik in the middle of melacha. It's a mechalik between one melacha and another melacha, but not in the middle of a melacha. So that's what we're saying here as well. We're saying here as well is that although each Shabbos is different and distinct, they have to be a separate korban blazer. Because in the middle of Mistomi, you found out it was Shabbos, but that's precisely the reason why if you did half a melacha on this Shabbos and half a melacha on the next Shabbos, or half a melacha on Shabbos and half a melacha on Yom Kippur, that I say that you have to still bring only one carbon on it because the D in the middle is not mechalik between Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here for this Shabbos.